This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Janae Sanchez. Today, I'm with Pascualina Azzarello, painter, public artist, educator, and community advocate. Welcome, Pascualina.
Thank you so much, Janae. It's wonderful to be here.
So you are in town for a very special reason. Can you tell us about yourself, where you are currently based, and what called you back to the desert?
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, I'm a painter, public muralist, an arts educator, and I also work very deeply in a variety of ways within community, whether it's through murals or gardens or bike rides or serving as the city arts coordinator in Western Massachusetts, where I'm based. I'm based in East Hampton. It's a little city with a big heart, as I like to say. And I am here back in Tucson for, as you mentioned, a very special project, the restoration of the Stone Avenue Mural Project.
We know that this project involved many community members 20 years back. Can you talk a little bit about that collaboration?
Absolutely. It's actually a really remarkable story. 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago now, two artists and I, they were friends of mine and colleagues, Kim Young, who is a metal sculptor and is also the founder of Bikus, a community bike organization based here in Tucson, and Christina Devine, who is an amazing tile maker and former resident of Tucson. The three of us applied for a grant proposal from the, at that time, Tucson Pima Arts Council. Many people don't know this, but originally our design involved just several imaginative creatures in a desert landscape. It was very Dr. Seuss-like in certain ways, and it spanned the entire length of the wall. And when the immediate neighbors got wind of this design, there was a lot of pushback. And even though we had the green light from the Tucson Pima Arts Council and then from the Department of Transportation, who had kicked in additional funding, we felt very strongly, my two other artists that I was working with and I, we all felt very strongly that it was important to create some space for the community members who were expressing hesitation about this design could come forward and share, you know, what their reservations were about. And we learned through that process that there was a history with the city. And, you know, several years prior, when the Stone Avenue was developed and the curve was built and the street was widened, there were elements to our mural project that resonated with them in ways that were really challenging, in ways that were difficult. And I think there was a lack of trust at that point. And so we felt very strongly that we wanted to collaborate. We wanted to work with the immediate neighbors. It felt very important to us that they felt a sense of enjoyment and excitement and ownership and connection. And what we ended up doing was setting aside 6 entire months for monthly community meetings. We had also hired 10 students from Amphi High School. And so all of the youth artists attended all of the meetings, as well as, you know, between 30 and 40 members of the immediate community. We met in a community space, and little by little, we began to shift the narrative, and we really began to ask questions about people's histories here in this neighborhood, what people's memories were, what did they want to see on this wall. And we started to hear everyone, you know, started to tell very animated stories about watermelon patches and the community swimming pool and cattle farms. And what really became clear, what really surfaced through this process, was this love and appreciation for the Rieto River.
To listen to the full podcast, visit kxci.org. Music for this podcast was created by Jonathan Rodriguez.